My father gaslit me so much, I cannot even go past a smoker's section anymore. I literally combust. I should have tattoo on my butt, flammable. For my father, gaslighting was the reverse Uno of psychological abuse and one of his favorite tactics. You cannot tell him he was bad. If anything, he was just flawed or lost, and you were a jerk for not seeing that. For example, it is not that he committed bigamy. It's just that he got lost in a destination wedding and happened to say yes to a woman in a wedding dress. Till this day, I cannot believe he left a whole ass secret family and booked a flight. Woo! When you really think about gaslighting, it is about outfeeling the feeling before you. My dad was a narcissist, and in perspective, I think he was a sadist because he did take pleasure in making women cry, enjoying that he could pluck those feelings out of the very person or beings he swore plucked it out of him first, aka his mom. What he would say is, "It hurts me that you are hurt by me, and it sucks because I do not know what is hurting you about me." Please reread that statement because it is a brilliant gaslighting reverse Uno he would just toss on me every time I confronted him on his financial and mental sabotage or warfare against me. And I did it with receipts. "Well, I should have the right to say how you hurt me." And he did. I only hurt my father once, and it was because I called him a sperm donor in public. This man told me he would pay for my university, open a bank account, and on my first day there, emptied the account and blocked me. I should add the university was in Europe. On that day alone, I should have called him an egg thief, because at least sperm donors donate with the purpose of fulfilling a woman's life, even if to pay their own rent. My dad lied to my mom, took money from her to snort in an alley, and got her pregnant so quick she got stuck with him via me. My dad was not redeemable, in part because he had no remorse. If it had done half the damage my father did to any woman or human being that loved him, I would be with Patrick under a rock under the sea, completely ignoring SpongeBob. Yet I chose something worse. Via my father's mental and emotional training of me, I fell for men and friendships defined by how my partners loved how I loved them, but never loved me back, which is why when I said they hurt me, they sounded exactly like him. Their gaslighting was like getting stabbed by someone, and instead of them calling 911, they proceeded to explain to me that I was not actually bleeding. Instead, they would look at my spiritually bleeding ass and be like, "It's not actually blood. Technically, blood is water, so you do not need a hospital. What you need is to hydrate, and if you pick yourself up, there's a 7-Eleven just blocks away. Yet because you called me an asshole and assholes do not buy you water bottles, you are on your own." That was their mentality, to put it in a parable form. My father did not love me. To be honest, he loved no one. What he liked was being loved. It invigorated him and covered up the emptiness that never healed and eventually got too old to even try. Drugs, sex, and lies were not his biggest addiction because they gave him rushes. But nothing made him feel whole more than knowing people loved him, despite the lies and cries he had to cause to get it. It was inauthentic, but for an empty human being, it was the closest he could get to love. This is the core of gaslighting. The person who is gaslighting you does not love, like, or even know you. What they do know is that you love and like a version of them, that even if they are not, when you tell them they are hurtful or cruel, you reveal to them who they truly are. In defense, they have to destroy you to get you back to serving them. So, yeah, I mean, one of the most invigorating and rage-inducing things about doing daddy recovery is that I'm realizing my dad did not love me, but he was obsessed with A, saying that he loved me despite all his abuse, and he would make me cry and then hug me. And I always talk about that, like the weirdness of his using physicality to cover up all the abuse. He was abusive in every single way. And gaslighting was one of his favorite tactics. And I put a literal quote. He said to me, I swear to Oshkosh Bagosh, "It hurts me that you're hurt by me because I don't really know what is hurting you about me." And really dissect that sentence. I mean, just what is hurting you about me? It's kind of like he... would always misconstrue it as I'm not accepting of people's flaws. And that's one of my biggest flaws. And it's why I always talk about, like, my dad, I swear I was his third ex-wife, because he never treated me like his child or a child. He treated me like a sounding board of feelings, of his darkness, of kind of a vent. And I've compared my dad to Ted Bundy before, because it's this man, like, what's crazy about Ted Bundy is that he had a wife. He adopted a child. His brother was devastated when he found out about basically his brother was one of the top serial killers of all time, because he adopted his little brother. He took him out camping, taught him what it means to be a man. And it's really scary. Their ability to cover up their evil with certain people. And I felt like with my dad, I was his vent. Here he could, on me, he dumped everything evil about him. His cruelty, his meanness, his materialism, his greed, his addictions. He just dumped his darkness. And because he was so scared of his other wife, he would behave with her, but he would talk horrible, horrible things about her and a lot of women. He talked horrible about his mother, which is a total red flag. His sisters, it was always women that were hurting him. But he was the one who was actually hurting women. And his tactic was to just claim kind of, it's like if somebody hits another person and then they cry about it. You are kind of thrown because they are the ones that caused the accident. They are the ones that caused the violence, but they're weeping for themselves and they're yelling and they're out feeling the feeling before them. And instead of everybody going to comfort the victim, they're comforting the person who's not holding it together. Because it's like my dad could hit me, but I would stay there hit. And he would cry, or he would go bigger, or he would curse, or he would call me names. Whatever feeling he chose, it was triple the one, at least in appearance, that I was giving him. Because I would say I'm hurt, and he would just go off. And it's something that one of the reasons I get so angry when I'm unpacking how evil my father was, is that, you know, before what I mourned was the tragedy of knowing I will never have a good dad and that he ripped me of that experience. And just this feeling of, oh, it would have really been nice to have a good father. I mean, he even put one of the last things he wrote me was, you deserved better. And what was crazy to me about that statement was, here was a man who would consistently brag to me about all the gifts and the shopping and the flights he was buying his other family, taking them everywhere. My dad was very arrogant, loved money, loved being flashy. And then I got nothing but his evil, his wickedness. And it was like, I know you could do better. You're just choosing not to. And what I found that really enraged me was how many relationships, toxic relationships I have been in where I chose the same dynamic of somebody would call me their girlfriend, call me their bestie, call me their favorite employee, but never give me a promotion, never be kind to me in public, never give me my roses, never be thankful to me, never even text me on my birthday. Like, it's crazy the amount of disrespect and degradation I allowed because the first man in my life, my first guide, taught me I didn't deserve anything. And he had to, because that's the thing about gaslighting. A gaslighter loves to be loved. And when you tell them they're not loving, you tell them that they're actually cruel, you are telling them they don't deserve love. You are telling them their reality, but they want the image. They want you to keep loving this version of them, even if it's not real and even if they're empty. Because one of the things that I've always thought about my dad was, he was an incredibly numb human being that didn't know how to enjoy or connect with anyone authentically or at all. He just loved being loved. Because for me, love is truth. You know, when he has lied to his other family so much about me, about everything. And what I realized is it can't be love if it's based on a lie. their love is real because they believe the lie is true. You're receiving their love because it makes you feel good. But the reality is you're not giving them love back. You're giving them at best, you know, thanks or versions of virtue. I just really, and that's something that I think about, and I'm not even trying to, God, look at me trying to be nice to him. I'm not even trying to put him down. What I'm trying to say is that genuine love is honest. Genuine love is easy. It's relaxed. It's vulnerable. It's graceful. And when you're always scheming, there's no rest. There's no grace. And deep down, you know, they're loving a mask. But if the mask is the only thing that you've got, it's the only way you've defined yourself, because he's old. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's reached a point where, what am I supposed to do? Heal? And that's the thing about addicts. You know, my mother kind of would pacify my dad's addiction with the sense of he started young and they have the tendency to mentally stay there. What always hurt me about my dad was that sober, he was even more cruel. There was nothing kind about him as a human being. And kindness is love. Love is kindness. And if you have to murder people, Ted Bundy, to be a good husband, something's wrong with you. Do you know? Are you really a good husband? If you have to compartmentalize that darkness, because I think that's what a lot of abuse victims versus the friends of abusers always have a struggle with in reconciling. And I always have a little more grace for people who find out that their friend was an abuser. I wish they had more grace for victims, but I have grace because my dad was so good at hiding his evil and lying to people and turning people against each other. It was one of the reasons his wife would stalk us. I'm sure he said that, you know, he was still having a relationship with my mom. And little did this woman know, my mom hated him. And my guilt was I felt like a bridge. We both felt like bridges to this human being that should just be gone. My mom really wanted me to have a dad, even though he was horrible. And I felt like, you know, let's get rid of him, because if you're holding on to him because of me, please let's go. And it's a really complex part of our relationship that we have healed and are always healing. Because the truth is he was a dark cloud of a human being, and he liked so much looking like a rainbow that he didn't mind debasing truth. The truth was he was an abuser. The truth is I did tell him. And the truth is he gaslit me because it didn't matter. My father only came around because he thought that's what a good dad did. Be present, even if abusive. And that's really hard for me to wrap, because again, the amount of people I have picked in my life that have emulated that behavior, I feel like I lost at least 2 decades of life doing that. And oofed, Daddy Recovery is healing me. So check out daddyrecovery.com for all my stories. Follow my Substack for my poetry and, you know, some stories too. And check out DeAndra on all platforms, my music. That new music is coming soon.